Welcome to Canada's Real Estate Podcast, your compass to all things real estate. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's real estate experts.
Yeah, Carla, it's always fun to talk about a demographic group that neither one of us are in yet. So this one's going to be fun. It is the 55 plus housing landscape and how challenging it can be for people that are 55 plus to have housing affordability, especially once they end up relying on their retirement and pension income, which some people choose to start using earlier than later. And some people, you know, work endlessly. I actually don't think it says anywhere that you're supposed to retire. I think we came up with that term ourselves.
I agree.
So 55 plus, let me just quickly, before going to Carla, is talk about one of the options of what you can do. If you cannot afford the home that you own, that you live in, you can actually utilize what's called a reverse mortgage, which simply, that in its simplest of terms, if you're 55 plus in age, you can borrow up to 55% of the value of your home. Okay, you're given those funds, you're able to use those funds as you see fit without making mortgage payments. Essentially, the debt or the interest accrues and it's guaranteed never to exceed the total value of your home. Unlike in the US, where sometimes you hear bad stories, in Canada, the reverse mortgage market is quite protected. So that's one option. But then, of course, there's other options. Carla?
Yeah, can we talk about the reverse mortgage set? I think a lot of people don't really understand that this is an option for them. So if you are in that age bracket and you want to consider the reverse mortgage, do you have to qualify the same as if you were qualifying for a traditional mortgage?
No. It's a much more, I would say, fluid process. CHIP is one of the providers. There are three providers in Canada. Reverse mortgages, the qualification is treated quite a bit different. At minimum, the lender does not want to let you over leverage yourself. So if you're in severe financial difficulty, they may not opt to do it. But in most cases, they're quite willing to do that up to 55% of home value. And the neat thing about reverse mortgages is that even if there's two people, right, if there's two spouses in the home, if one of them passes away, the other one can still keep living there and they're not making payments on that debt. So if you didn't save greatly for retirement, or you just don't have enough for retirement, or your home went up so much in value that you want to utilize that and start traveling and maybe do what's called a living will or a living inheritance, where you're helping family members buy homes using some of the equity in their home instead of them waiting for you to sell the home or pass away. There's really neat things that you can do with a reverse mortgage. And I'm sometimes saddened by how many people don't know all the benefits and advantages. And full disclaimer, it's not for everyone.
Yeah, no, of course it's not. But I think it is kind of it is something that is not well known. And I'm really glad that we're talking about it, because the reality is people are living longer and healthier lives than traditionally many of them have in the past. So when you have all of this life to live, a lot of people are not landing with great big pensions anymore. So this can be a way for you to have some very fulfilling years utilizing the wealth that you've built up through your home.
And if we think about our parents, what they would have bought their homes for, and by the way, many of our parents paid off their homes much faster than we do nowadays in that 25-year amortization. Like, they worked overtime and weekends to get that mortgage paid off fast, right? I'm reminded of my grandparents. They paid their mortgage off in 3 years. They worked 7 days a week. Right? They just did what they had to do.
Because you wanted out of debt, right? Everything was to be able to pay cash.
Debt was evil and unacceptable in that generation.
Where we welcome it. Yeah.
But we call it smart debt now, right? But just to circle back, you know, what that group bought their homes for and what those homes are worth 30, 40, 50 years later. And if they didn't save for retirement, they can use all that equity now and enjoy that. The reasons that they worked so hard, they can enjoy that now. So I think it's one of the many options of not having to leave your home.
Your home, if they want to stay there. And then the flip side is that you do see people who are 55 plus and want a freer lifestyle. And they were brought up in a generation where you worked, you bought a home, you paid off your home, you lived in your home until you couldn't actually physically or live there anymore. But now the options are out there that they can actually do a couple things that are interesting. They could sell their home and then they could rent a place that is better suited to them. Maybe they don't want to have the yard anymore. Maybe they want to live closer to the water in some of our beautiful cities, you know, whatever the case may be, and move into a rental property. Or what I often see now is seniors considering renting their home, which is probably paid off. So that's actually money coming into them. They're cash flowing on day one. And then they're renting a property that's better for their lifestyle. So now they're utilizing their own residential home for passive income, which is not why they bought it in the beginning. And then the other thing I'm going to throw out there, because we are in this society where we're trying to, we need to take care of this demographic, because there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
They were the baby boomers, if you remember, that are now, you know, and some of the Gen X, I guess, are starting to get up there as well. But they also have the ability to move into some developments because developers are starting to realize that we do have a small problem in Canada with housing supply, and that is we don't have enough housing for those seniors. So some developers have really taken hold of that. They're starting to build communities. I don't know if you have any in Winnipeg. We have some here in Saskatoon where you could move in at this level and live. And then as your health needs might progress and you need more care, you can move somewhere else within the community where you're going to have more care. And I think it's so cool that now we're looking at how do we help these people live like really long but fulfilling lives.
Well, yeah, I agree. So there are some wonderful retirement communities here. And I know some of the ones in Saskatchewan. I think they exist all across Canada. And it is not a seniors home. It is a retirement living community, and it's a step before. But the interesting thing is many of them will have a section or a wing where if you do require improved service or improved care, you are able to, they're able to provide and adapt to your needs. Many of them will have available healthcare aides or nurse on site if you need it. We actually have a family member that lives in one, and then it's, you have a kitchen, or you could use their restaurant. Very much, I always think it feels somewhat like a hotel when I go to these communities. Movie theaters, gyms, the one I know of even has like a lounge bar. And I sometimes wonder, you know, like, is that good? But it looks like fun. But no, 100%.
You're wanting to move there?
I want to move there for sure. Actually, I said to our nanny the other day, I said, you know, I'm hoping that you'll be around long enough that when I need care, you could be my healthcare aide. And she said, oh no. She said, I think you're going to be one of those nasty and mean seniors. So I will be looking for that type of care.
But I think it is so cool that there's so many different options, way more options for those that are in that 55 plus or seniors. Call them whatever you want. I don't like the word seniors because I know my mom, for instance, is going to be 75 years old and I think she's incredibly young. Yeah. And so I don't even like to refer to them as seniors, but there's lots of options now for them to live a life, whether they're maybe with a partner at this point in time and maybe not without a partner, because people need people. We're social beings. And I think that these communities and these housings that are built for this age group, the reverse mortgages will allow them to get and go and do something else that they want. I think it's phenomenal.
I think you're only a senior when there's a discount available.
Right.
I have a lot of great little seniors jokes, but I think I should hold back.
I think so. Okay, finish us off then.
Yeah, and that's real estate in Canada.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Real Estate Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating. The content shared is for informational purposes and reflects the opinions of the hosts. Connect with us online at canadasrealestatepodcast.ca.
To
Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.